Welcome to 5 minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, it's so good to be coming your way again this morning. Today, I want to share something very powerful with you. I believe you're going to be surprised. The things that you're going to hear today. Today, I'm sharing concerning the devices of the devil. You know, most of us are afraid of the devil. A lot of people are afraid of the devil. They think that the devil still has some power and the devil can do some very wild things, you know, against them. Sometimes some people keep talking about how the devil is chasing them and how the devil is destroying their lives and all that. The Bible mentions emphatically that the devil has been defeated. The devil and all his principalities and all his powers have been defeated by Jesus Christ. That was why Jesus came. Jesus came and beat all of them for you and I. Hallelujah. The devil has no power, actually. He has nothing that he can do to you. Now, all that I'm saying is found in Colossians chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 13. He says, "And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened." Who is he talking about? He says, Christ has quickened. He's talking about Jesus. He says, "And you," that is you and I, "being dead in your sins," that is our previous, how we used to be like, "and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he made alive," or "has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." And it says, "blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross." Hallelujah. Then verse 15 says, "and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." It says, having spoiled. The word spoiled means to disarm, or to take the arms that one has, the powers that one has, the instruments or machines that the other person has, away from him or her. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. In other words, he mocked them. Jesus beat them so much, he took all their weapons and mocked them, made an open show of them. Hallelujah. So the devil has no power. There's nothing that he has, but there's something he has now. He's just left with something that is very amazing if you read in the scriptures. Now I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 10. This is Paul writing to the Corinthian church, and then he says, "To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgive it, for your sakes forgive I it in the person of Christ." Then he says in verse 11, "lest Satan should get an advantage of us." So it means that Satan can get an advantage of you. Then he says, "for we are not ignorant of his devices." Hallelujah. It says, "lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." So Satan has something called devices. Hallelujah. The word devices is translated noema, N-O-E-M-A. That's a Greek word, noema, and it means a mental perception. It means thought. It means an evil purpose or an evil thought or an evil reasoning. Hallelujah. It means that all that the devil has now, the devices that the devil has now, are actually thoughts. They are mental perceptions, evil purposes. They are reasonings, evil reasonings. Hallelujah. So it says, "lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." I said that the devil has been defeated. Jesus took all the power that he had from him. But what he has now, there's something he has. And all that he has now are actually thoughts, evil thoughts, and intent, and perceptions, mental perceptions. That's all he has. Hallelujah. So if the devil is going to have any advantage of you, then he's going to have an advantage of you through thoughts. Hallelujah. But there's something you can do. That is the only device he has. Thoughts, perceptions, principles, reasonings, mental perceptions, evil purposes, you see. Now go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and I'm reading from verse 4. The Bible mentions something very remarkable there. It says, "for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." Let me read from verse 3. It says, "for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." We do not war after the flesh. You see, for the weapons of our warfare, in other words, even though we are walking in this normal life, the weapons that we have are not of the flesh. Then it says, "for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." They are not fleshly, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, strongholds does not mean some powerful instrument or some powerful something anywhere. The actual meaning, the word translated strongholds, is actually okuruma. The Greek word is okuruma, and it means arguments. It means reasonings. It means thoughts. It means fortresses of reasonings. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? It says, "the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of reasonings and arguments and thoughts and philosophies of men." Then it says, "casting down imaginations." The word imaginations also means thoughts. It means mental reasonings, reckonings, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So all the devil is left with is thoughts. The device of the devil that he has is thoughts, you see. So you must watch your thoughts. You must watch your thoughts, because there are thoughts that the devil flies into your mind. If the devil is going to get you to do something wrong, it's going to come through thoughts. Just consider your life and consider all the wrong things that you have done in your life. They almost always start with a thought, with a reasoning, with something that someone said, which was not scripture. That is why you must protect your mind. You must make sure your mind is full of God's word. That's why the Bible says that meditate on these things. Meditate on the word of God. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly unto them so that your prophecy may appear unto all. You see, as you meditate on the word of God, the devil does not get a place to sow any seeds of discouragement or any thought that is not right into your mind. Hallelujah. It's amazing, that's all the devil has. He has no power apart from thoughts. And if he's able to capture your thoughts, then he has captured your body. Refuse to let him capture your mind, because now you are not ignorant of his devices. Therefore, he cannot have an advantage of you. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep living that victorious life that God has brought to you. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.